Welcome back, everybody. Welcome in, everybody. This is Inside the Gamecocks, the show portion of our live 3-hour super stream here. We are wide open in the McKellar Enterprises chat box because it is Wednesday. It is wide open Wednesday. Hop in, sound off, let us know what you think. Tell us how stupid we are and how excited you are for football or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a good recipe for something in there you want to cook tonight? Throw that in there, too.
We're wide open. Are you cooking tonight, Phil?
I haven't decided what I'm doing for dinner tonight, so maybe I need to.
I need to get back on this. Just like, so my youngest stepson's moved already, and because we're in the process of moving, so it's just me and Big C, the oldest one. Who, by the way, happy birthday to Big C. He turned 21.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy birthday to Sam Cirbe too, the offensive recruiting coordinator at South Carolina. I saw he celebrated a birthday recently. Yesterday, I think. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Vara. She turned 81 last week.
Right on.
Hey, Phil, shout out to Martha and Schomber.
That's right.
Today's Dunstan at the plate. Andre Dawson. Boy, he needs to get a hold of it. Anyway, Martha from Schomburg, she's having a birthday party at McDonald's. Happy birthday, Martha. Hey. Oh my God. Hey, Cavalier chimes in McKellar Enterprises chat box. By the way, I did want to say one thing about my man, Deputy Smitty. I appreciate him being in the chat box now, man. It's really cool to kind of get his takes on things.
And, mm-hmm.
I thankful for all of you that are in the chat box. Even those that aren't members, you know, that come in on Wednesdays, we love you. We love you. Even if you come in here and talk smack.
We
love you anyway.
Free country.
Hey, Cavalier says, I'm telling y'all, if we absolutely destroy some teams that I know we can, it's going to be so annoying on X. Yeah, some of the haters are going to get really quiet, I think. And look, man, I'm going to say this. The people that like are mad at Beamer and are mad at the university, you know, the Gamecocks, after last year, all the men's sports,
mm-hmm.
Those aren't the people I'm it's the people that cross the line into this personal business stuff. It's not, you know, the Gamecock takes, we can debate and have fun, but heck, we both kind of want the same deal. The people that just make stuff up about us. No, I don't have any tolerance for that. Cause that goes beyond, it's not about the Gamecocks. It's about Jamie Bradford, JC Sherbert, the Mad Dog. It's not about the Gamecocks. Quantrell says he loves when JC channels his inner BOT rant energy to address the heathens of the Gamecock Nation.
Big rant energy.
TD says, the funniest part of all of it, they won't say anything close to what they type out on the internet to your face. That goes for everybody and everything because they're not grown men. They're overgrown tolerers. Devin, I'm still laughing about that. I'm sorry for the voicemail.
Yeah, that was good.
Big Slam Pajamas mad at Wendy's too, but they got rid of the 4 for $4. And then Quantrell goes back. You can trace the origins of Wendy's downfall when they went from yellow merchandise to red. So Debbie Smitty still loves the Baconator. I think that's good too.
That's what I order at Wendy's, actually.
Aaron says it right, though, because the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's, what they did to it, is a travesty. And it is. And I'll tell you why. Remember the chicken sandwich debate they were having between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A that got out of control a little bit on old X, speaking of Twitter? Wendy's sort of entered the chat. Now, the person that whoever runs Wendy, and I think it's a group of people who runs their X account on Wendy's, they forced themselves into that conversation. But, you know, if you started thinking about it at the time, it's like, oh, yeah, that is pretty good spicy chicken.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last I ordered it once, I thought, oh, this is bad. And then I ordered it again, thought maybe they're on a bad day the first time. No, I didn't even finish it.
Well, Sax with a hot take. He likes the new spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, well, see, that's something we can agree to disagree on, Sax. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't say JC Sherbert's a liar because he hates the new chicken sandwich. Ghost Flame says 1-800 eat shit for complaints. Hey, Cavalier, like the $5 biggie bag. More Wendy's here. I went to Wendy's in Darlington a few months ago, and someone had hacked the drive-through menu and was playing porn on it. A worker ran out and put a trash bag over it. Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
You got to be careful with Scout Guy. He might have had kids in the car, man. He's always, like, working.
I know. Scout Guy's got children. It's a Wendy's in Darlington. The one, the one retinue. I'll just call him the one, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Looks like a, I think I read that word at IKEA when I went there the other day. Swedish. I saw the JEK comment, Phil.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Game got to purchase this 2 weeks away from football season, and people are still crying about Beamer. Yeah. And that's a little bit larger group than the We Hate ITG crowd. Yeah. A lot of them feel like Beamer should have been fired. And I get it, because a lot of fans, like, that's the answer to everything. And I'll be honest, coaching changes are fun. Coaching changes bring new hope.
Yeah.
Look at the baseball search. It was fun, right? It was a very well-run search, too, I might add. And I think that in the past, an SEC coach that maybe has two losing seasons in 3 years would get fired. You know, just bottom line. I think when you combine that with what happened in basketball, two straight years, you know, and then Maneri, who probably wasn't getting fired after 1 year, but you could have made a case for it. Yeah, you know, people kind of, they're not really looking at, like, who's on the football team, who did he bring in, all that. They're just focusing on the head coach, which is fine. A lot of people do that. Yeah, a lot of people do that. And at the school, when there's been success with head coaches, you've had these larger than life sort of untouchable Steve Spurrier, Lou Holtz, Frank McGuire type people, you know, and so it's human nature to gravitate towards this. That's a very small percentage of the fan. I think most of the fans are either like wait and see mode, which we all sort of are, or they're like, hey, this could be a pretty good team. You know, I don't see anybody singing from the mountaintops, the hills are alive with the sound of Gamecocks yet. I do think a lot of people see the potential in it. A lot of people don't. And that's fine too. But, you know, it's crazy. X-Man says it's ridiculous. People will be in the Shane Beamer chat saying stuff like, just don't lose. It won't turn out good for you. Like, they're going to do it. You know, like what are you going to do, anonymous YouTube loser?
I'm going to get in here and lose my mind.
I'm going to get really mad. Cockweed, it was Jeff Carrs. That guy sent me an email one day you would not believe. That's all I've got to say about that. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. But that's okay. I don't know what he's going through and why he tweets what he tweets. This is a big slab of jabba. Ain't going to listen to what I got to say. You know, the thing is that these aren't good old boys. I do that little Southern accent. Yeah. Oh, man, you know, they're not. Most of these people are not people that talk like that.
No. These are.
They talk like.
Incels.
You know, I'm just going to get on the internet and express my emotions. This guy is just awful.
Shane Beamer.
You're getting fired. Phil,
that's right. Phil. I don't like that Phil.
They don't have the chat on. They turn the chat off.
Turn the chat off. Losers.
We're not going to do now. I guess I'll just have to go write a Yelp review. Phil. Anyway, I like that voice.
Well,
seeing Guard at 1990, I bet one of them was the guy I got into it on X who didn't like facts, showing him Monty's offense was actually pretty good in 23 and 24. Yeah, you know.
I didn't want to hear that either.
Those were facts that were well reported. And I never got into a debate with anybody about that. But, you know, I'll show those people a little bit of grace. It's like offensive coordinator comes to their mind, hitting coach. And it's not the same thing. depending on who the head coach is, you know. And clearly there was a philosophical difference between – but also like in football, when you – you know, in baseball, when you want to do a certain thing and you work all offseason on it, it's hard to kind of turn that ship around. Yeah. I'm not excusing anything. I'm not saying – I mean, I think – I'll just say I think South Carolina hired – they most likely hired the right guy for the job. It made sense. He's right down the road. He's a winner. He's given it a jolt of energy, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's rallied behind him, around him. They've got money that they've spent well on players. They've got recruiting chops, obviously. And I think the saddest thing about the end of the Maneri whatever was the crowd at Founders Park. That was the saddest thing. Yeah. And, you know, I've seen people out there getting on the family. Y'all didn't even show up. Why'd you care? Well, that wasn't going to help.
No. Right. Yeah.
And I understand expressing your displeasure, and I understand not going because, you know, nobody sits there and watches. You know, some people are suckers for sad movies, right, Phil?
That's right. That's right.
Nobody sits there and watches sad movie. I mean, intentionally wants to get sad and depressed.
Sad movies are only 2 hours long, JC. This is a 3 to sometimes 4 hour affair, right? That's misery.
It's also like watching a sad movie about a loved one over and over. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Because mm-hmm. it's something you love. And I wouldn't watch it either. Mm-mm. But the best thing about the new baseball hire, outside of the fact they probably have a pretty decent competitive team next year, is everybody's coming back to Founders. You know, everybody's going to be back. And that just didn't seem right to me. Oh, Gamecock Depression. We need a JC version of the Fine Bomb Show. We kind of have that on Wide Open Wednesday. Yeah, real interactive. Like, I like to be interactive with people. It's probably because of my profession on the website. TD mentioned JEK. SC Scout says, I need to look at this chat during Shane's press conferences now. We need to go to war with this person. It's not one person, though. JEK started it, right? Mm-hmm. And it was really benign, actually.
To a point, yeah. I mean, just spewing off, like, those guys hate me. I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. And what's funny, though, is like, it'll start to cause waves. He's got, like, half the people in there blocked. Like, he even has Hope blocked. I mean, how do you block Hope? What is that doing? What is that doing for you, right? And then, you know, and then there are people in there that were on our side. And it's like, it's just funny to watch it all unfold. And then just we're in a football press conference and we're arguing about a baseball decision that was made 3 months ago.
Yeah. And it somebody had factually reported on, and then had the interim head coach on as the season played out. With zero respect for the fact the interim head coach was losing a lot more than he'd ever had in his life.
Mm-hmm.
The team was dead. There was nothing anybody could do about it. And he sat there and answered questions and talked about the team. And I think provided a lot of good insight, knowing he wasn't going to get the job. He wasn't on the air campaigning for the job. It would have been a different story had he been.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And did Jamie sit there and clap like a baby seal? Yay, Monty. This would be something that could open you up for criticism. If Monty Lee had come on and Jamie was like, Monty, hey, are you going to get the job? Because, you know, if they don't hire you, I just think it's an awful move. And oh my God. And he said all that. I mean, I think Monty Lee would have been like, man, calm down. Jamie Brevard never came close to saying anything like that.
No, I know.
You know, it's just these people get fantasy thoughts in their head. And it's weird, Phil, because it's like the thought of somebody getting a job that they don't want to get the job makes them so angry and causes them such anxiety. You have to kind of wonder, and then they lash out like that. You have to kind of wonder what these people are made out of. Well, you know, sports are supposed to be fun. It's good to be passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're that passionate or you because of what's in your head, in your imagination.
Yeah, right. Makes me wonder if these people even played sports. I mean, not even at high levels, like just, you know, I mean, there's
my man, Marion, who has been with us from day one. I've been listening to JB since he and Darren had the show. We'll continue to always the info he knows and speaks. I'll take to the bank. Keep up the good work. He's like, I'm glad you know all the important folks. You can bring them on. Yeah,
that's pretty good. I mean, you know, that's one way of looking at it, the right way.
X-Man wants you to split your coaching paycheck with me, Phil. I think he will.
Yeah, I told me. Yeah, listen. Yeah,
maybe Justin Hall. Representation. See, here's Justin Hall. He may disagree.
That's right.
Like, I think y'all are tremendous. Big Slam and Gemma said, if you're looking for hot takes and shock jocks, this show ain't for you.
No, not typically.
Not really. Craig said, if y'all were Richard heads, I can understand it. Yeah, we're not. Yeah, no. Craig's hung out with us in real life. We're actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So Luke says, live at peace with everyone. Bible 101. Yeah. And I am, I don't, yeah, you know, I was, like I said, I was standing up for Jamie. It has nothing to do with me. I take shots all the time. I got accused wrongfully of, they acted like I stole, like we took the name of the message board.
That's plain right.
Named after a guy that died the night before Muschamp, you know, his first game, right? Plano. Legendary in Gamecock. So we named the message board after it. Plano's PPG, Palmetto Proving Grounds on the old Vicksburg. So when we went, and I repurchased the assets because that site was, the name was being changed no matter what I did.
Right.
If I'd have gone by to whatever they call it now.
Let's not.
This has nothing to do with the staff over there. I love those guys. Those are, you know, you never hear me say anything bad about any of them at all.
No.
And, you know, so I went and then you'd have thought I stole Elvis's grave from Graceland, hauled it to Nashville, set it up at the Opryland Hotel. And was charging people $16 a head to go get a look at Elvis's grave. And I took his bones with him and Lisa Marie and all everybody else. And I was selling peanut butter banana sandwiches out the back of my truck, profiting. No, the reason I did it is because they were rebranding the site. Logic dictates they may rebrand the message board. I wanted the memorial to stay because he was a good guy that I knew well, long before most of those people were even on the Vicksburg.
Yeah, right.
Or what used to be. Okay, long before. There were lies. There were violent phone calls to my voicemail. There was like people on Twitter acting like I just destroyed, like I was doing, like that's the picture they were painting. Okay? That I had taken a memorial down. You don't do that. Okay?
Sure.
And I renamed it over there. And so I kept the name. So what I ended up doing was just changing the name of that board. And then we ended up going on one big board, the Insiders Forum. Anyway, it was not, the only significance to me of a message board name was that it was a memorial. So it meant something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, and then people, the other lie that got out there was that I'd somehow sold it and made money on it.
I know. Yeah.
No, I still own it. You know, I wouldn't. You know, and then the other lie out there was that Plano, who we named it after, never even was on Gamecock Central. And this was a huge lie. No. Plano started the Fighting Gamecocks Forum, which is still on what site, Phil?
That would be Gamecock Central.
And he's probably looking down from heaven laughing right now.
Right.
This is, and probably flattered this has caused that. But the people that were complaining about never knew the guy. They're just mad about something. Saying, I want to stop about that. I just want to stop this topic. So, anyway. Sax Roboto says, I come to listen about Gamecock football. This is a bitch session. Yeah, we'll get back to football. Let's just ignore football. We'll just keep going. I'm going to do all this. James Kendall said, he took the own three deal. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Welcome, James.
Welcome in.
All right. Ethan said, here's a good question. Who's the most famous sibling or parent of a Gamecock? I know Magic Johnson's sister went to Carolina, Bryce Harper's brother, and the Sharp brothers. Am I missing anyone? Believe it or not, Shiloh Sanders, Deion's son, I mean, you remember he was at Carolina.
Yeah.
Do we count that? Joey Unitas, dude.
Oh.
Joey Unitas. No, was a backup under Holtz. I think Joey Unitas was on the 99 team too, if I'm not mistaken. And they played about six quarterbacks. They never played Joey Unitas.
Wow. So. On name alone, you figured maybe. No.
So, Quantrell asked how many kids are drinking on their 21st. My stepson had one. He's not a big drinker.
Yeah.
So, it's awesome.
I'd been drinking for years before I hit 21, so it was just like, yeah, we'll just, yeah.
Kreger said there's a comment on coffee more people would watch if it wasn't a ramble session. That's what it's supposed to be.
Right,
right. Yeah.
And plenty of people watch.
It's one of our highest watch things. That's what it's supposed to be. What do you want? I mean, I'm sorry. That's non-negotiable.
There are literally people who only watch coffee and don't touch on anything else on the channel.
And I'll say this too, you know, that person probably's never done anything like this. But I mean, look, in fairness, anything like this that we do, like on air, different people, like it's like music. You like listening and watching listening to different people. It's sometimes it's just like audible. You can't stand people's voice or people communicating. I'm fine with that. But yeah, it's look, if it's not a 30 minute ramble session, I'm not doing it. It'll just go away. We're going to go away, pay some bills, all football when we get back. Sorry about the getting off track.
Welcome back, everybody, inside the Gamecocks, the show here, rolling on, Mad Dog, JC in with you. Look at it, Joe Unitas. All I can find here is that he was a walk-on for South Carolina in 98. Yeah, that's all I can see. I don't know.
98.
Yeah, 98.
Okay. So, yeah.
Interesting is there's got to be somebody like, some kid of a president or something. Nobody's ever been here.
I don't know.
No, neither. Interesting.
Sir James said I was on fire. Yeah, just, you know, let's talk about football. We need to talk about football. Luke says Beamer Ball with Kendall Browse gives me hope. I think it gives everybody hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it just makes sense, like with the personnel that they have, to run this or something similar. But there's other guys out there if they had hired that I think would be hope. But I think too, though, because everybody knows his name already, and then also he has 3 years of SEC experience,
right?
You know that a proven track record in the SEC. If they'd have gone with the guy from Old Dominion, I think Decker was an excellent candidate, right? But you go with him, he hadn't coached in the SEC, no experience, and the minute things go wrong, you know, it's like, oh, this guy from, you know, it's just because that he coached in Old Dominion, you know. So Ethan says, is there fresh pressure on the freshman now to be played early and to be effective immediately? Seems like teams are relying more and more on freshmen. Beamer will need Iris to step up this year too. Some of them, yes, Ethan. Some of it, no. Some of it, because of the portal, you get an older guy. It just kind of depends on the freshman you have. If you recruit well, or if you have injuries and have to force, like, okay, so Kazi Barnes making a move for the third corner spot, right?
Yeah, right.
God forbid something happened to Swain or Collier where they had to miss. Well, that would make him a starter. You know, and that's been the situation here for a long time. I've talked about like in 09, if something happened to Stephen Garcia that year, Reed McCullum or Aramis Hillary is going in the game. Those guys didn't play a whole lot. So, you know, there's stuff like that. But I don't know, Ethan. Tell me a little more about some of the freshmen you've seen around the country. I haven't read a lot. I mean, I know. In Tennessee, they may start a true freshman at quarterback this year. So maybe they are. Cameron does not like the change in the barbecue sauce at Wendy's. Bobby wants to be a high school baseball coach.
Yeah, we'll throw your name in the hat there, Bobby.
Bruin says the one people are blaming Beamer for the injuries because he's practicing too hard. Two non-contact injuries like that.
Right.
I can assure you that's not the case. they practice hard, right? They practice fast. It's a fast paced, you know, it'll get you in shape, but they're not out. They're like every other school in the country that, you know, you don't go beat each other up every single practice.
Mm-hmm.
There's hitting, there's tackling sessions and stuff. So, TD asked who Carolina would have been able to hire had Beamer been let go. I think you're probably looking at like Bob Chaney from James Madison or Sonny Dykes or Ryan Silverfield. Because you have to keep in mind, too, and this is, you know, people will say, well, the reason Donati didn't let him go is because Auburn and all these other jobs were open. Nah, it had nothing to do with it.
No.
To say that Auburn and Florida aren't, most coaches would take those jobs over South Carolina, just the fact in football right now. That wasn't the case. Donati looked at the roster and said, how do we fix this? And there were two glaring spots that needed to be fixed. Both were coaches, O-line and OC. So he gave him the resources to do it, helped out get Kendall Browse, and away we go. And then money for roster upgrades like everybody else.
Right, yeah.
But I think, you know, did I say Bob Chaney? I think it's Bob Chesney.
Bob Chesney.
Chesney.
Yeah.
My bad, Bob Chaney. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm rambling. The Rambler.
I mean, South Carolina can get good coaches. I don't think that's an issue.
But they have to fish from the pond where you never know.
Right, yeah. It's more of a dice roll, right?
But
yeah.
Everybody, a lot of other people do, too. I mean, Florida had to, you know, the American Conference.
And probably could have got Brian Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Jeez, no.
No, they're, you want to talk about a revolt.
I think really that at the end of the my money would have been on Bob Chesney from James Madison. And then the narrative would have been, well, the last coach from James Madison to go somewhere was, you know, so who knows? All right. That dude. All right, here we go. More stuff. Kendall Browse is going to save Beamer ball. Ghost Flame said the chat was lit while JC was going ham. Yeah. There are many. All right, there we go. All right. So here's the public service announcement, PSA. The loser club, right? So us aside, if you get in the Beamer chat, and you think what you're saying critically is important enough that you feel like it is your civic duty to go trash people and cross all kinds of lines, you know, or even criticism that you think you're going to be the change, you know, right. Be the change. Yep. I'm going to go, Phil.
That's right.
Phil, I'm going to go be the change today.
What can we do? We have to be the change that we want to see in the world. So, yeah. Let's go to the comment section.
Comments. X-Men says, I think Kevin Schnall was the best hire. I think Monty Lee would have been a good hire. Look how he rallied the troops. Yeah. You know, I think we all do.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Big slam of jamba. You really need to find some joy if the wrong sports hire brings you the poor psychosis. Not the wrong hire. Big slam of jamba. The thought of possibly the wrong hire. And anyone who brings that up. There's something wrong there. X-Men says, I don't know, JC can go a little Howard Stern from time to time. Maybe. Gamecock 346, if I would listen to my wife when she has said, are you on the field playing, when she needed to put me on place, I'd be better off. Yeah. My wife never says that because she's a little more militant than me when it comes to like Notre Dame.
Yeah, true. That's right.
Very militant. Very militant. Oh, man, Deputy Smitty's got breaking news. Oh, I didn't want to wear this. Treaty Oak Revival's touring with Luke Combs next year. Are you kidding? Mm. Man, I got to get – I'm getting – there we go. I told the wife she gets to pick the next concert, though, so I got to start massaging that.
Yeah, I got to get that out of the way before that happens for next year, right? Yeah.
Bryce says, I think Julian Walker will end up winning the opposite Dylan Stewart early on, just like Dylan did in 24. Yeah, keep in mind, Dylan didn't start the first game JT Gear did in 24, so it wouldn't surprise me if Addison started. Now, are you talking like, so you're talking with Stewart, like that he would beat out Caleb Herring and Anthony Addison? I can't rule it out. I don't know if it'll happen as quick because you'd have to be like Dylan Stewart special to do that. And I think, but maybe Julian Walker is. I think he's a heck of a player. But we'll just have to see. That's a good take, though, Bryce. I don't think it's crazy. Devin says, you guys should raffle off a spot to co-host on a Wednesday. Devin, are you the cocky talk, Devin? He said, yes. I haven't matured very much since then. I don't remember cocky talk. I went on there a few times, and it was just tough. It was tough for me.
It was tough for me.
Nobody said anything about me or anything. It's just tough.
Mm-hmm.
Cockweed says, I watched 88 Carolina at NC State game on YouTube. Baby-faced Chris Fowler asked King Dixon about the steroid scandal on the sideline before the game and rally. Yeah, that was tough. That was the last kind of good thing that team did. They did beat Navy in the Navy game. Was it a revenge game? I don't know. It was right before Clemson. They beat Navy like 19-8. But that NC State game, was it Patrick Hinton that had a pick six? I remember Todd Ellis threw a touchdown. They beat NC State 23-7 in Raleigh at night on ESPN. And then Florida State came in the next week and obliterated them, and that was that. That was that. So Luke RJ says, were JC and Phil friends in college at South Carolina? What years? Not at South Carolina.
You were at South Carolina. And I was your friend at that time, but it actually, my wife is the tie that binds there.
Yes.
ChatGPT actually referred to her as the first lady of the ITG family.
Wow.
Yeah.
She probably is.
Do you know who I am? It's like, well, yeah, you're a teacher for Greenwood County School. And then, it was like, and it started to tell, this is what, we are in the large language model, and it knows that we were all friends 2.5 decades ago. And
it knows that?
Yes.
ChatGPT knows this.
Yes.
We are in the large language model, my friend. Good Lord. It's listening.
Yeah, it knows.
Mm-hmm. So even as a point here, the freshmen that are getting paid, the freshmen that are getting paid millions in NIL money are paying. Yeah. Some of them play, some of them don't. It depends on the school. I mean,
right.
I think there is pressure to play them. And that's why I think it's dumb to pay, unless somebody's rare, like Josh Dobson. Yeah, he does some things that, like I'll tell you who I'd have paid, Sequel Patterson.
Right.
If his recruitment had come down to like everybody in the country, I'd have paid that guy. Because he does stuff people, you got to be able to do things others can't, in my opinion, to make you worth seven figures as a freshman. Quantrell Barnes talks about Causey Barnes and Josh Dobson anchoring both corners in 27. Yeah. By the time we're talking about that, if anybody who joins the Big Spur Gamecock Central today, you won't pay again until next time when we're talking about this next year, Quantrell.
Pay $30. We'll be arguing over whether it's going to be Cutter Woods and Landon Duckworth and who's going to start at corner.
Demetric, I know. Demetric says the SEC media is killing Carolina about their offense, but Oklahoma was just as bad, maybe worse. Don't think Oklahoma will be as good on offense this year. The thing, so there's two things that would give you hope if you're Oklahoma. Number one, Mateer's finger isn't broken.
Right?
Yeah. Number two, they put a lot of young offensive linemen last year, and they're all older now. And they have a good offensive. Bill Biedenball. Me and my buddy we don't make fun of him, but he kind of looks like a guy that if he wasn't coaching ball, he'd own a tire store.
Biedenball's Tire and Muffler.
Come on down to Bill Biedenball's Tire. I'm going to take you up with a pair of white walls. Come on. Service station for a smile. Got an oil change. $49.99. Get two Firestone tires. Demetric, but Oklahoma was they ended up being very pedestrian on offense. Like, they got to good enough to win because their defense was so good, and then it got progressively worse, and then this fell apart against Bama in the second half. VJack says, I think because of the man Beamer is and the staff he's composed, it's hard to get rid of him. Families and recruits love him. If he goes, the broken is going to get broken apart. Yeah, and that's what you had to think about last year, as disappointing as it was. And I said this a couple of times. I said, well, to say you want him fired, that means you have come to the – this is how the AD would think.
Right.
It is never getting any better under this guy.
And the whole thing is going to have to be blown up.
Got to blow it up and start over. Baseball, that's where it was at.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you have to also think there's no fix with this guy leading your program. You know, that's not the case. I never thought it was the case with Shane, because there are a lot of things he's done better than most coaches that have been here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's valuable. He solved a lot of riddles out of state recruiting, for example. Culture. You guys ever notice under previous coaches, first chance everybody gets to go to the NFL, they do. Most of them don't even get drafted.
Nope.
You know, and instead you have guys turning down money to go play elsewhere because they love it at South Carolina. I mean, not just anybody can waltz in here and do that, you know, and that's all important. You know, and I think what's been holding them back, honestly, is the offense. I mean, just the plan on offense just hasn't worked.
Right.
And that's fixable, especially when you know Kendall Briles, because you're Jeremiah Donati, and you can help get him in. TD said, would James Franklin have been interested to come here? Yeah, but by the time they would have made the decision, Franklin would have been at Virginia Tech. I do think had it opened earlier, had there been an opening? Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Marion asked, y'all remember the Rocky Talk site? Cocky Talk. Yeah, I remember Cocky Talk. Quantrell says, JFC, I forgot to tell you, I was listening to Colin Coward pod and he bragged about meeting Kevin Warren and was flabbergasted at two random fans booing Warren when they left his suite. He was confused. Man, don't be confused. I mean, people in Chicago are mad. They're moving to Indiana.
Right. Yeah, they're real mad up there. And then, you know, not to mention everywhere else around the country tried to single-handedly shut down college football in 2020. We will never forget.
Absolutely. Yeah, Mack Lee Green says that was the shooter Ellis game. Yeah, Todd Ellis to the sixth gun. That was cool. Kreger loves size, 6'6", 255. He wants Stewart and Walker all day long. So, Matt says, how many club chief members are we up to? It's triple figures.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
Bruin says, people are popping off about this article about the Lenore Sellers majoring in something. And I heard the question from Hale. It was about, like, what are you going to do with your degree? About him not having to. I mean, yeah, he's not taking classes. Most seniors, like, he's done except an internship. Are these people stupid?
It really, I mean, you know, it happens in high school. Like, literally, you know, 15 minutes ago, my senior walked in from being at school for two periods. So she goes for half the day and then she comes home because she has satisfied all but four class requirements for her to graduate. So she's taking two this semester and two next. It's not out of the ordinary for a senior to save a single internship. Do you want to go to class four times a freaking week when you're a senior? No, you get all that crap.
There are football players. There are football players that have played full seasons here that don't have a single class. I mean, what?
Right.
I'm sure it's like that same group of five people.
That's right. Yeah,
I can go to Batcave, North Carolina, and yell all the time. Oh, Ethan, this is good, and we'll end with this. And I get through it. Eric says, "Do you think Beamer will let Briles have full control of the offense?" Yeah, because he let Mike Shula and Mike Furry and Marcus Satterfield, and yeah, if anything, that blew up on him, letting him have full control. But yes, now I'll say this: head coaches do things like it's a head coach call. No matter who the head coach is, it was Will Muschamp who never call to play on offense. They decide to go for it, punt. That's what head coaches do. They make those, they have to. No. Head coaches make those decisions. But as far as meddling, and Shane Beamer's never meddled. I mean, you know, he contributes on special teams, right, with stuff. But I don't think he's ever meddled there either. People have that all wrong, you know, all wrong. But yes, Briles has full control over the offense, you know. So there's that. Okay, Ethan, this is a great question. Some guys that are under the radar, do we think there's a player that's being over-talked about and may not live up to the hype? Seems like there's always a guy. Boaz Stanley and Case and Henry. Yeah, now Case played well until he got, but he got hurt again, like, what, three games in? Vanderbilt?
Just never stayed healthy.
Wish him the best at Louisville. Boaz, absolutely. Absolutely. If I had to say one, man, that's tough. As far as overhyped,
I'm going with Matt Fuller. Not that I think, you know, I have to preface all of this with, like, I'm sure he very well could be a top running back in this league, right? But I feel like he's been built up enough over the summer that if he's not, like, top five in the SEC, people are going to consider that a miss.
Yeah. Man, that'd probably be...
It's relative to everybody's personal expectations. But if I had to throw a name out there and, like, you know, gun to my head, that's the one I'm going with.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. Anyway. I'd probably go that too, just because I want to stay consistent. And I hope to God I'm wrong. But I want to stay consistent and say, like, because the Matt Fuller hype was coming. It wasn't coming from us, you know.
No, right.
I told everybody, and I still haven't, you know. And we didn't have a spring game, so maybe if I'd have seen the spring game, it'd be a little different. Where I go, oh, okay, I get it. And he does look much better, right, you know, physically and all that. And I've always liked him as a player. So this is nothing against him. But there was quite a few public comments that were way, you know, up there. So maybe that's it. You know, maybe a little Nitro Tuggle, because Nitro needs to be a little more consistent. It's a crowded room, but his name is awesome, and he was a top 100 recruit, and he's done really well since he's been here. But you're also battling with DJ Black and Donovan Murph over there,
right? You know, yeah.
So not every receiver can catch 60 balls this season, you know. So I'll go with that. Maybe Gabriel Brownlow Dindy is not a starter at D tackle. Maybe. I don't know. Does that mean he's overhyped? Does that mean somebody's just better? I don't know. That's a great question, Ethan.
That's a good question, because definitely
you need to fire those questions in, Ethan. So Mac Lee says, I'm thinking in this day of coaches getting fired, Beamer not getting fired, would show recruits there's consistency here. Sick to-itiveness, but who knows? Crazy times. You're right, Mac Lee. I like that. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Gamecock Depression says Mazio Bennett.
Could be.
Could be. TDS says Nitro, it's a slot guy. He could play there. Quantrell says Tommy Wah is going to be the best DT on the team. Most agree with you. Craiger, size matters. Craiger.
Dindy's going to have a big like, hold on, he'll have no Dindy slander.
I love Gabe Brownlow Dindy.
I think he is going to have a good year, but
there's a lot of competition. It's kind of cool that there's all this competition at D tackle and receiver, because there's been years Carolina hasn't had anybody in either room.
Right. It's been a bit thin.
Ethan says Herring.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, you know, with Caleb.
I think in my head with him, though, I'm like, so if he can defend the run, that's really all I'm looking good. For him for.
Yeah, and can he do it? And, you know, and I think people expect him to be, because he was kind of, you know, recruited as the answer, you know, opposite Stewart. And you know, and then there's the Kyle Kinnaird track record, and that's a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
We've never said he's going to be Kyle Kinnaird. It's like, hopefully he can play the run like Kyle Kinnaird.
I'm avoiding all Kinnaird or Demetrius Knight.
Yeah.
Comparisons, period. Not making either of those, because that's an impossible standard.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mouse says Juwan Howell is going to be really good. He's got the talent.
Yeah. You are the Juwan Howell truther.
Truther. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. This has been Inside the Gamecocks, the show on a wide open Wednesday. Thanks to everybody who got in the McKellar Enterprises chat box. Thursday is tomorrow. And then, man, we got high school football starting tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah.
As they move some games back. I know on the Chief Sports app, Myrtle Beach at Marlboro County is one of our live broadcast games. Then week zero in college football is next weekend, and then 2 weeks from today, it'll be a wide open Wednesday on game week. The Kent State Mighty Golden Fleshes will be rolling into town. Ouch. All right, folks. Been a great day. I'll let you, boy. See you.